change Muslimun to Muslimatun and make it a sound feminine plural, Muslimatun. Sahi? It is coming in the next section. In this section, see again, it is Dr. Abdurrahim's policy, one thing at a time. In this section, it is only sound masculine plural. In the other section, it will be sound feminine. But you will come across all these plurals in the Quran. See, we have a great benefit that we read Quran, we are familiar with the Quran, so all these things are there. Now when you go back, you will go with a different approach, having this knowledge in you. Inshallah. We'll get a lot of verses for you, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Okay. Having done this, brothers and sisters, now we go to the beginning of the lesson. Are you with me? We will not analyze questions. Maybe some part of it, but otherwise we won't. Man ha'ulai. Now again, I explained you before, but I'll again explain you, brothers and sisters. Ha'ulai is plural of haza and hazihi. Haza and hazihi. Haza and hazihi. What is the meaning, brother? This. And then we have zalika and tilka. What is the meaning? That. Now the plural form of haza hazihi haulai. What will be the translation? These. And what is the plural of this, which is coming little later? Ulaika. Those. Are you with me? Yes.
These are also broken.
No, we won't. Yeah, of course they are there. But they are mabni. They are mabni. Huh? Okay? These are all ism ishara. They are pronouns. Yes.
But there is no difference between masculine and feminine. The plural is only one.
Plural is one. Huh? This is ha'ulai and ulaika. Okay. No difference. These are all ism ishara. But when you have to point out to more than two, then you use ha'ulai. Okay. There is a dual form that we'll do later on, brother. So the question is, man ha'ulai al-fityatu tiwalu ya Ali. Okay, brother. Ha'ulai is ismu ishara. Brother Abdul Samad, what is al-fityatu? Lost? No, I'm only asking you something. Ha'ulai, okay, ismu ishara has come. And after that, Al-Fityatu came. What is Al-Fityatu? No, don't say. Let Abdul Samad answer.
Okay, I was kind of laughing. I don't know which page you were.
Okay, I will repeat the question again. Man ha'ulai al-fityatu tiwalu ya Ali. Let us translate. Who are these young, tall fellows? Young tall man, Ya Ali. Huh? I'm just asking you, what is ha'ulai? Is ismu ishara.
Yes.
After that, al-fityatu has come. Yes. So it is badal. I wanted you to feel it, that it is a badal. That's all.
Sorry, I was...
Okay, you went ahead.
I didn't know which page you were on.
Don't worry. What is tiwalu, Brother Abdul Samad?
This is a plural for a broken plural for tall.
Yes.
So, and this is the cover.
No. This is knot. It is a knot. Are you with me?
Yes.
It is a knot. Huh? Inshallah. Fine. What is the now? Now we come to the answer. Hum tullabun jududun. Brother, we will not say broken plural, sound plural, because it's easy. Okay, brother, what is hum? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Tullabun. And what is, Salma, what is jududun? Naat. You see? Talibun jadidun. Tullabun jududun. Are you with me? So it is a naat. Very good. Min aina hum? What is the translation, Brother Hassan? Where are they from? Hun min America. Sister Abir, what is hum here? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? What is it, min America? Jar majrur, shubh jumla khabar. You will say jar majrur, shubh jumla khabar. And if you want to circle it, circle it. Now, brother, see, look at this. Hum, ahum zumala'uka. Are they your classmate? Ahum zumala'uka. Zamilun means classmate. Ahum zumala'uka. What is the answer? Brother Muhammad?
Naam.
Hum zumala'i. Full stop. What is the translation? Yes.
They are
my
classmate.
Classmate, okay. What is hum, brother?
Mubtada.
Where is the khabar?
Zumala'u.
Wa huwa mudaf. And ya mutakallam mudaf ilayhi. Because there are two words.
Right.
Everybody clear? There are two words. Okay. Very good. Next word. Hum fi fasli. How many words are in fasli?
Two.
Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Brother Salman? Ahum mujtahiduna. Look at it. Mujtahiduna. That is definitely sound plural. What is the translation, brother? Are they hardworking? Very good. What is the answer? Naam. Hum mujtahiduna. So what is hum? Mubtada. And where is the khabar, brother? Mujtahiduna. MashaAllah. Excellent. Ma asma'uhum. What is the translation, Brother Farooq? Ma asma'uhum. What are their names? What are their names? What is the answer? Asma'uhum. Yasirun. Wa Zakariya. Wa Musa. Wa Abdullahi. Are you with me? So, Brother Farooq, what is asma'uhum? Mubtada. Huwa mudaf. Asma'u mubtada. Huwa mudaf. And whom is? Mudafili. And where is the khabar? Yasirun. Wa Zakariya. Wa Musa. Wa Abdullah. And waw has come. You can say mautufun, mautufun, mautufun. Okay? Sister Arifa. Next line is yours. Man ha'ulai rijalul kitharu. Translation. When who are these short men? MashaAllah, that was beautiful. Now, what is ha'ulai? Ismu shara. And what is ar-rijalu? Arifa? See, ismu shara came followed by a noun with a al. So what is rijalu? Badal. Badal. You do not forget badal. See, now we can see it. Okay, and what is kisaru, Sister Arifa? Naat. And what is the answer? Hum hujajun. So hujajun is a broken plural. Okay. Hum is mubtada. Where is the khabar? Hujajun. Now, Sister Aisha, you get a tough one, Min aina hum, what is the translation? Where are they from? Okay. What is the answer? Ba'aduhum min as-sini. Wa ba'aduhum min al-yabani. How will you translate now? Fine. Some of them are from China and some of them are from Japan. Okay, ba'aduhum, what is ba'aduhum? See, ba'du, with Dhamma. Aisha, what is ba'du? Mubtada. You have to say loudly. Say it loudly so that the mic can pick it up. Ba'adu is Mubtada wa huwa Mudaf, and hum is Mudaf ilayh. And where is the khabar? Minasini. What is Minasini? Jar Majrur Shibu Jumla Khabar. Got the idea? And same thing will be Waw, Ataf. Okay, Ba'aduhum Minal Yabani. Are you fine? Sister Maimuna, Aina Mustafa wa Asdika'uhum. And his friends. And his friend. See, Asdika'uhu. Asdika'uhu. What kind of a compound is this? Asdika'uhu. Mudaf, mudaf. Are you with me? When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Will you remember that, inshallah? Okay, brother? When the pronoun joins a noun, what do you get? You get mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Fine. What is the answer, Sister Maimuna? What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla failure. Where is the fail? Where is the file? Where is the file? No. Wow is the file. Remember, mustatir is only in the singular form. Third person singular can become mustatir. Zahaba and Zahabat. Here the file is there in front of us, looking at us. And where is the file? Wow. What does wow represent? They went. Wow is they. It's a pronoun. They. They went. Elal matami. What is elal matami? Jar majul. They went to the restaurant. Alhamdulillah. I hope you followed it. Inshallah. Now, brothers and sisters, حب المبتدا في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. Change the مبتدا in every in the following sentence. Okay, مبتدا into جمع. So if you change هذا, which is مبتدا, into هؤلاء, you will have to make changes in the خبر also. Okay. Now this is very easy. Sister Nasreen, first is yours. Hada tajirun. How will you say now? MashaAllah, how ulai tujarun? What do you think it is? Halwa puri. It's easy. It's easy. Sister Mainas, Hada hajun. Ha ulai hujajun. Sister Nusrat, هذا رجل. This is very easy. فاروق, هذا كبير. كبار. مبتدا خبر. مبتدا خبر. Remember, مبتدا and خبر, they match in numbers. They match in numbers and they match in gender. أبد حسن. Very good, mashallah. Brother Abdul Samad. Kisar. Kisar. Brother Salman. Mashallah, mashallah. Brother Muhammad.
Hada Auladun.
Haulai. Hada Waladun.
Hada Waladun. Haulai Auladun.
Mashallah. Don't change Haulai Waladun. That will be a disaster. Okay, Sister Salma. Hazabnun. And then what will you say? See, abnaun. Abnaun. Now that abnaun is Hamzatul Qatra. You have to pronounce it. But Ibnun is Hamzatul Wasal. Fine. Sister Abir. This is uncle. and these are uncles. Sister Hafsa, Hada, and then Haulai Shuyuhun. Sister Suhaina, Hada. What is the meaning of Daifun? Yes. Haulai Zumela'u. Single Dhamma. Sister Fatima, you should not whisper or do anything, just answer. On your own. No help from anybody. Okay. Hada Fakirun Haulai Fukarau. Fukarau. Brothers and sisters, you have CDs with you, you can listen to it. You will get all the pronunciation. Okay? And I'll give you something else later on, which will also help you, inshallah. Sister Amana, Hada Ghaniyun, Hawulai Agniya'u. Very good. Sister Faiza, yes. Hastikau, very good. Sister Arifa, yeah. Hattibau. See, what you are saying is just Mubtada Khabar. Huh? Why? Nam, Sister Aisha, Hada. Yes. Fithiyatun, very good. Yes. Ikhwatun, very good. Sister Nasreen? Yes. Jududun. Naam, Sister Manat, Hada. Aapki bari hai? Yes. Mudarisun. Nusrat? Aha. Mohandisun. Farooq? Fallahun haulai fallahun. See, you got to be fast and pay attention in the class, follow it, so that we answer as quickly as possible. Huh? Okay, inshallah. And brother, if you will read at home, it will make a big difference to you. Huh? Okay. Consider this 7 months. Your jihad in life. You are doing a jihad. So let us, inshallah, work hard. Naam, Brother Hassan? Yes. Okay, next one. Salman? MashaAllah. Say Hada Mominun, and what will you say? Haulai Mominun. Are you with me? You say Hada Saimun.
Haulai
Saimun. Huh? Inshallah. Okay, inshallah. Hada Hafizun. Haulai Hafizun. Okay. So it was very easy. Alhamdulillah. Next, brothers and sisters. On noun there is a underline. You will have to change that into jama. So once you change that into jama, brothers and sisters, according to the example, it will give us further practice of how to use haulai and plurals, brother. Man hadha rajulu, see singular, man hadha rajulu, okay, that is singular. What is the answer? Huwa hajjun. Now we change rajulu into plural. So what will you say? Man haulai rijalu. See, as soon as you change rajulu into rijal, you have to change hadha into haulai. It has to match. Okay, and then you will say hum Hujjajun. So Huwa became whom, and now we are very familiar with these things. So again, whether this is also another plate of halwa puri. The first plate was not enough. Okay. Inshallah. Okay. We start with brothers now. Okay. Read the sentence and then you change it, brother.
Man aina haza talibu?
No, whenever you see aina, before it should be min. Min aina, from where? Min aina haza talibu. What is the translation?
Where is?
No, from where is this student? This student.
From where is this student?
Haza talibu, this student. From where is this student? What is the answer?
Huwa.
Min al-Hindi. Now you, talib, you change into plural. What is the plural of talib?
Tullabun.
So how will you form the sentence?
Min aina.
Haulai. Haza will change into haulai. Haulai tullabu. At-tullabu. Haulai tullabu. Watch. Haza talibu will change into haulai tullabu. Got the idea? Now you answer.
Hum?
Min al-Hindi. Got the idea? Inshallah, they are from India. So, but then it is very simple. Haza will change into haulai. And talib into tullab. And then, now they are plural, we say hum. Fine. Brother Salman, you take it, brother. Read this first. Translate it, then change it into plural. No, brother? You got on top. But read Ain al Mudarrisu. I want to catch you. Read it. See? Yes. Before you said Jadidi. When you give a kasra, think why. And there has to be reason for giving a kasra to a noun. There is no reason here. So it is Ain al Mudarrisul Jadidu. What is the answer? Huwa al Mudiri. Now translate.
Where is the new teacher?
Yeah.
He's
with the Mudiri.
Headmaster.
Now you will change Mudarris into plural.
No.
Yes. No. What does it tells us that we got to memorize them? Jadid. What is the plural of jadid? Judud. Jududun. Don't make your own plurals. My teacher used to say, the wheel has already been invented. Don't invent another wheel. It's there. So, Aina al-Mudarrisul, Aina Mudarrisun al-Jududu. What will you say? Aina al-Mudarrisun al-Jududu. Are you with me? What will be your answer? No, brother. You will say, Hum indal mudiri. Are you with me? Just see the sentence and change accordingly. Salman, are you with me? Inshallah. Abdul Samad, you go to the top one that he missed it. Yes. Huwa fissuki. How will you translate?
Where is the big merchant?
Where is the big merchant?
In the market.
But brother, we should change it. Where is the big merchant? Huwa fil fasli. Brother, I give credit. I admire Brother Abdul Samad, he has got so much responsibility. He has a very big business. So, huwa tajirun kabirun. So, aina tajirun kabirun? Huwa fil fasli. So, how will you change this, brother?
Aina tujarun kabirun.
Kibaru.
Kibaru.
Okay, fir, then?
Haulai.
No, whom? See, Haza will change into Haulai. Huwa will change into whom? Are you with me? Hassan, number 4. Yeah. Ahuwa fil fasli. It's a question. Is he in the classroom? No, change them, brother.
Aina tulabul
jududu.
Ahum fil.
MashaAllah, correct. I will read it, brother. Aina tulabul jududu. Where are the new students? Aina tulabul jududu. Ahum fil fasli. Are they in the classroom? Okay. Brother Farooq, this is a question. Read it, brother. Can you? What is the translation? Is this student rich? What is the answer?
La.
Huwa fakirun. What is the translation? He is poor. Now change. Haza will change into? Aha ulai tulabu. Ghaniyun will change into? Agniyau. MashaAllah. Huh? What will be the answer? La. Then huwa will change into? Hum. And fakirun will change into? Fukarau. Got the idea, Muhammad?
Yes.
Sister Salma, you got the idea? Brother, try to understand. And then at home you have to write. Huh? Write. Writing will make you strong. Okay? So I will again read it, brother. Ahadha talibu ghaniyun. Is this a rich student? Or, to be more precise, is this student rich? La, huwa fakirun. No, he is poor. Then I change. Aha ulai tullabu agniyau. Are these students rich? La, hum fukarau. They are poor. Nusrat, now it is yours, Chan. Who is this man? What is the translation?
He is a guest.
He is a guest. Now what will you say?
Rijalu.
Do you phone? Very good. I read again, brother. Man hazar rajulu. Man hazar rajulu. Who is this man? Huwa daifun. He is a guest. Man ha'ulai rijalu hum duyufun. They are guests. Okay, Sister Mainas. Read the whole thing. I have a big brother. Read the whole sentence. Huwa. Very good. Okay. Okay, don't change li to lana. Again say li ikhwatun kibarun. Li ikhwatun means you have more than two brothers. Li ikhwatun kibarun hum tullabun bil jamiati. Okay, li ikhwatun kibarun. I have many brothers. Whom they are tullabun bil jamia. You have a question, sister? You can change it. No problem there. You can change ikhwanun. Okay. Sister Nasin, would you like to do it or? Okay. Sister Maimuna? Aina sadiquka. Aina sadiquka. Where is your friend? Zahaba ila al-maktabi. You got a very nice sentence. What will you say now? Aina asdiqauka. Where are your friends? What will be the answer? I cannot hear you. See, before it was for one person, it was Zahaba. Now it will be Zahabu. Hum Zahabu. Huwa Zahaba. Hum. So what will you say? Zahabu ilal maktabati. Ilal maktabati. So I will say it again, brother. Aina asdikauka. Where are your friends? What is your answer? Zahabu ilal maktabati. Now, do you understand the meaning of zahabu? Because it's for more people. So it becomes zahabu. Where is the file in zahabu? Wow. Brother, you should be able to do change the verb forms according to the need. It shouldn't be difficult. It shouldn't be difficult, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters. Aisha. Okay. Okay. Sister, say it again loudly. Yeah. Fine. Translation? Yes. Okay. Now say it loudly. I mean, say, change it into plural. Yes. MashaAllah. That was beautiful. Huh? I will read it again. Muhammadun lahu abnaun sigarun hum tulabun fil madrasati. Okay. Muhammad has small children, they are students in the school. Sister Arifa. Now. Fine. The Mubtada and Khabar must match. Az-zumla'uka mujtahiduna. Got the idea? Az-zumla'uka. We are talking about more than two. So, mujtahidun will change into mujtahiduna. And then what will be the answer? Naam. Hum. Mujtahiduna. Hum mujtahiduna. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now, we have to do this exercise here, brother and sisters. What you have to do, there is a noun, zahir, present. Muhammadun, Tulabun, Hamidun, Al-Mudarrisu. That you can see the nouns. And then we have to change them into Damir. Are you with me? We have first example. Abnaun. That is our plural. Now we change into Abnau Muhammadin. Are you with me? What is the meaning of Abnau Muhammadin? Sons of Muhammad. Mudaf mudafilihi. Are you with me? Mudaf mudafilihi. Now we change that Muhammadin into Damir. What is it? Abna'u hu. Are you with me? Abna'u hu. His sons. What do you see in the book? Do you see any change? Okay. Who wants to answer? Raise your hands. Okay. Okay, let's see, brother Abdul Samad.
The wawu has a dhamma in the broken plural. You change it and put the, for the plural, the wawu take a dhamma.
Okay.
Is hamzatul,
it is hamzatul kata.
Okay.
No. Okay, let us see what Mainaz has to explain. Yes. 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 That is correct. But the change, what is the change? That is also correct. No, I think you are right. Muhammad Abdul Samad has a point. Now let's see what Aisha has to say. What is wow they are doing? It is a chair. So the rule, Dr. Abdul Rahim is trying to explain the rule, that when this kind of a broken plural come, which is on the wazan of badal, fu'ala'u, okay, when you have I hamza at the end, independent, it has no kursi. And when you make that zumala'u mudaf with a proper noun, also it has no kursi. But when you change this kind of a plural as a mudaf to a pronoun, then that hamza got a kursi. That is the spelling rule that we are being shown here. Are you with me, Brother Hassan? Do you get it? See, abna'u. Has it got what is at the end? Hamza. When you made it mudaf to a proper noun, there was no change. But as soon as you made it mudaf to a damir, pronoun, then u got a kursi of waw. Are you with me? That is what we have to see now. Okay. So how will you write down asma'u tullabi? No change. Are you with me? No change. Maybe I should write it down. Okay. Asma'u tullabi. No change in asma'u. Now, asma'u tullabi. Now if I say asma'u hum, then it will be now asma'u hum. Are you with me? Now the hamza got a kursi. That's all we have to think. Why? Because now the mudaf ilayhi is a damir, is a pronoun. You know that. What is hum? Is a pronoun. Damir. So next one is brother. As, what is the next one? Zumala'u hamidin. Okay? The hamza is on its own. As soon as you change that zumala'u hu. Okay, zumlauka, fine. Any pronoun? Zumlauka. Do you see, brother? What will be the next one? The spelling rule, huh? Okay, next one? Asdika'u. 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 Mudarrisi. Now, we have to change mudaris into? What will you do now? As the ka'u. Because now, the mudaf ilayhi is pronoun. Got the idea? No big deal. Brother.
Really, hamza, in the middle of a word, because we come at joint word, it's one word. Two words, but joined into one.
It's
a compound.
Yeah, it's a compound.
Hamza in the middle should have a kursi.
Kursi. But, you know, especially in case of damir. So here, also there is a compound, but it did not get. It's only when it comes to damir, only then it gets the waw kursi. Otherwise not. Okay. See, asdika'uhu. What is the meaning of asdika'uhu? His friends. Now he can have One friend, more friends, so that's fine. Asdika'uhu. Okay. Asma'u tullabi, and then asma'uhum. Zumla'u hamidin, zumla'u ka. And asdika'u al-mudarisi, asdika'uhu. That's all, brother. Now next one is also very beautiful. We're going to do it. It's easy, brother. At-talibu zahaba ilal mat'ami. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. What is it? Jumla ismiya. You know, how did it start? Now, brother Salman, you tell me. Where is the khabar of the mubtada? Jumla failure, mashallah, mashallah. Where is the fail? Zahaba, brother. Where is the file? If there is a fail, there is a file. Where is the file? No, brother. No. Remember, I told you the sequence of jumla failure. Fail, file. Mustatir, brother. You cannot say talib is file. No. That is mubtada. File has to come after the fail. And if it is not there, then it is mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. Now you can say that huwa goes to talib. Where does huwa go to? Talib. So if I literally translate it, the student, he went to the matam. He went to the restaurant. Do you see me? How I said it? The student, he went to the matam. Because zahaba, file has to come after zahaba. But you will not translate like this in English. You will still say the student went to the restaurant. But if you were to literally translate it, then you will say the student, he went to the... So here jumla failure came as a khabar. Fine, brother. Now you do at-tullabu. What is tullabu? Muftada. Now, what will you say? Zahabu. Where is the file for Zahabu, brother Abdul Samad? Al-Waw. Are you with me? Sisters, are you with me, inshallah? This is not difficult. It's quite simple. Because you have been practicing those verbs for the past few days, it should not confuse you. Okay. Now, Sister Faiza, At-talibu jalasa fil fasli. Translate, sister. Sat in the class.
Sat in the
class. Yeah, class, fine. So what is At-talibu here? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Jumla failure. Are you with me? Jumla failure. Yes. See, I'm trying these things to make you very strong, inshallah. So that these things slowly, slowly, they take root in your mind, inshallah. Now change at-talibu into tullab. What will you say?
Tullabu.
Jala. See, tullabu is now plural. What will you say? What is for plural? Jalasa, jalasa, jalasu. Filfasli. So where is jalasu? Where is the file in jalasu? Wow. Fine. Sister Amana, you think you can do it on your own or do you want to pass? Sister Fatima, you can do it. No consultation. Al-mudarrisu kharaja min al-madrasati. The mudarris, he left from the school. So change al-mudarris into plural. Al-mudarisuna. Are you with me? Al-mudarisuna. Now kharaja will become kharaju. That's all doctor is trying to explain us. From singular, we are making plural. That's all. Okay? Okay, Sister Naima. Okay. The merchant, He went to the market. Now, atujaru zahabu khalas. It is so easy. I am just wondering why you are a little confused. Okay, brother, we change our strategy now. Okay, ready? Only two, there are three words. We won't do too much. Conjugate with me. Zahaba, zahaba, zahabu, zahabat, zahabata, zahabna. Jalasa, jalasa, jalasu, jalasat, jalasata, jalasna. Kharaja, kharaja, kharaju, kharajat, kharajata, kharajna. Okay. At-talibu zahaba. What did I say? At-talibu zahaba. Muhammadun hamidun at-talibu at-tullabu zahabu. Because now it is more. Huh? Are you with me? That's all you have to think. So from next week, I won't say whom, I will just say the proper plural. Huh? Okay, zahaba. Al-waladu zahaba. Al-awladu zahabu. What will you say? Zahabu. Sahi? Al-awladu zahabu. Okay? Okay. And then, at-tajiru zahaba. At-tujaru zahabu. Because now talking about more people. Okay. Instead of huwa and whom, now we are going to use the noun. Okay. Next one, kharaja. Okay. Muhammadun. Al-mudarisu. Al-mudarisuna. Kharaj. Are you with me? Fine. Now, then again is zahaba. At-tajiru zahaba. At-tujaru zahabu. Okay. Ikra waktub. You have to do it at home. Write it at home, brothers and sisters. Then only you will become strong. Ikra waktub. At-tullabu fil fasli. Sahi, brothers and sisters? At-tullabu fil fasli. What is at-tullabu? Mubtada and fil fasli jar majrur khabar. Okay. Man ha'ula'il awladu. Who are these boys? Okay. Ahum abnauka. Are they your children? Look at the way abnauka is written. Waw has a hamza has a kursi of waw. Hamza has a kursi of wow, fine. La hum mubtada abnau akhi. How many words are there? Three words are there. Can you see three words? So what is abnau? Khabar. Abnau is khabar. Wahua mudaf. And akhi mudaf ilayhi. Wahua mudaf and ya mutakallim mudaf ilayhi. When I say these things, inshallah you understand.